This year, we just had World Contraception Day, but also this year is important in that it's the 60th anniversary of the birth control pill. And many would say that the development of this pill has sparked feminism and a sexual revolution, you know, since it was developed. I'm just curious, do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, it was a revolution, absolutely. No doubt about this. And it revolutionized, Shane, the women's quality of life at the end of the day, yeah, really across the globe, with very positive impact also on overall, I would say, on welfare and society, yeah, as well as obviously health benefits to women, yeah. But not only health benefits. I mean, one point would be the economic freedom there is. I think there is no doubt that the pill helped advancing women's economic freedom, as the pill enabled women to obtain higher education, where they could pursue more lucrative and more lucrative jobs, resulting obviously in an increase also of overall global economy. And certainly it also increased productivity overall, yeah. One of the top reasons work is missed is due to pain from periods, yeah. Remember that. So birth control pill are often used also to treat painful periods, yeah. And less pain means also more productivity overall. And who doesn't want to enjoy more productivity, yeah? I said that better education, yeah. Certainly one of the top reasons young women miss school is because of, again, painful periods. And this, I think over the time was certainly deteriorating, yeah. And overall, better family planning, yeah, better planning of families, really, yeah. So suggesting that families space their children better at least, you know, 18 to 24 months apart to allow the woman's body to recover there from drain and having a child. And at the end of the day, certainly also fewer abortions, yeah. Enabling women really to decide when to have a child, how many childs to have, yeah. What we call really sexual reproductive health and rights, yeah, with this. So I think it has, as I said, wide implications for overall for society.
I think there are at least two aspects. Mm. One aspect is more about the medical benefits and the medical risk of hormonal methods, which has significantly improved over the last 60 years, when you look at the composition and the dosage of the first pill, there is a big step forward done over the last six decades in lowering the dose and to have a variety of choices when it comes to the progestin, with some advantages depending on the type of the progestin. In the same way, researchers looked for alternatives to the pill, like hormonal-loaded, what is spirale in English?
IUDs.
Hormonal-loaded IUDs. Mm. To use patches, to use rings. So that offers a broad variety of different methods where women can have choices and select. And over the last 60 years, experts learn more about how to minimize risks in prescribing contraceptive methods. So they are doing more efforts to find out which type of a contraceptive fits to an individual, which is in progress. And even if we talk about risks, I think the overall risk in taking contraceptives is low in comparison to many other medical therapies. That's the medical part. When you look at societies, I think the introduction of the birth control pill has a lot to do with self-determination of women. It empowers women in a way, and it gives, as Jan rightly mentioned, a lot of freedom to women how to plan their life, or how to plan a couple when they want to get a family, or when they want to get a child. And there is a lot of data outside how positive that improves the life of women around the world in a different way, of course. And still, even if you take this as a big advantage, there are, let's say, estimations by different organizations that about 250 million women of reproductive age around the world who had to avoid an unwanted pregnancy contribute to poor maternal and child health. That don't forget. And I think Jan knows that better since he has lived in Africa, how difficult it is for young girls who get into an early marriage and getting childs at an age between 14 and 16 to finish school. This is one of the major, I think still of the major problems in developing countries to get a better education to women. And Jan, I think you can agree, dropout rates of school due to pregnancies are still quite high in Africa.
It's extremely high. And in most African countries, remember that, Klaus, when you are pregnant, you're out.
Right.
You're no longer permitted to go to school, really. So your academic career therefore is over, and your perspective and your prosperity obviously is perdu, is gone. So therefore, I mean, obviously spacing and having a child when you want it, is something that oral contraception or the pills certainly contributed to. And therefore, I mean, if you look through internet and they tell you what is the 10 most important social revolutions throughout the 20th century, the right. pill is always mentioned with good reason. Yeah. Because it safeguarded and ensured, you know, a freedom outside from, let's say, the dogma of, let's be honest, of Catholic Church, yeah, who said, you know, sex is only for reproduction. But now they said, you know, sex is also for pleasure. And if you take contraception and all contraception with this, you know, comes also, a certain liberty and freedom you have, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. definitely a major invention, of course, you know, and I fully agree that it's led to a major revolution too as well. Self-choice for couples, for women especially. And that goes back to World Contraception Day as well in relation to where we're at the moment. But again, unfortunately, there has been some criticism of the day, and that goes again to a question or to one of the earlier questions too as well, and some of the answers that you raised about how people look at a big pharmaceutical like Bayer promoting a day like today, or a day like World Contraception Day. And there was an article in Der Spiegel last year, which heavily criticized the whole event and Bayer's part in it. And I remember at the time, because I was part of the group, of the partners group, and they tried to, this journalist tried to get in touch, and people were a bit concerned. And I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts about that? How does that make you feel, you know? And how would you respond to that? Or can we actually get over it?
I think in general, criticism is an advantage. Criticism led to rethink has been everything done in a best way. Most likely, you always have room for improvement. And the criticism Der Spiegel has done goes more into a direction, all information available on internet or on pages sponsored by pharmaceutical companies, do they give a complete overview about the benefits and the risks? And maybe pharmaceutical organization has to learn to talk a little bit more about the risks and to balance risk against benefits. I think this is one learning from that article published in Der Spiegel. I think it's always easy for a journalist to say everything which is sponsored by a company who goes for money. They always want to get more. True, maybe. But I think many, many companies have changed their philosophy about doing good things for societies. And I think people want to get information, and you know, always any information given by professional companies have some smell that is marketing only. And this is not true, because the risk for companies to minimize adverse effects or adverse events is high, because it will be pushed or it will come back in a different way. What I'm trying to say is, I have read the article in Spiegel, some of those arguments brought forward, you can say okay, or you can say, well, this is not all true what you have written. And sometimes I have the feeling that even very good journalists have a tendency to say everything which is coming from companies have a smell. And I think this is unfair. And we have to put all activities into the right perspective. And this perspective is, with having so many international recognized organizations on board, I think it is even a hard time for a company like Bayer to manipulate them all in a way that only what Bayer says is good. I would rather say, as I said in the beginning, the advantage is to listen to those organizations and to learn from those organizations in doing better. Jan.
Yeah, there's. I agree with you. I think there's very little to act. I think it's a learning effect on both sides. And I can say, yeah, maybe the Spiegel has certain relevance. But frankly, even if, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't divide the world there in black and white and say, we're always looking at the dark side of power, yeah. And the pharmaceutical industry therefore has that. I think is it a sin really to be united within such a splendid idea like the World Contraception Day and see at the end of the day a win-win situation for both, yeah? And I mean with both, particularly, I mean, women and men worldwide, yeah? To provide access to what I would say balanced information about contraception and family planning. I don't think it's a thing. It's a win-win. Of course, the line, you have to admit, Klaus, the line sometimes is very thin.
Absolutely.
You need to say. And therefore, you need to have certain principles when you establish something like the World Contraception Day and come in as a sponsor, as Bayer did and does, to draw this fine line where, when it comes to content and integrity also of the programs itself, that you avoid talking about products and brands so that there is a opportunistic approach to it which helps pharmaceutical industry. But I think also with the World Contraception Day, I remember very well that this was never the case and was never also the focus of such, yeah, but it was to provide really independent service and to learn from each other, yeah, with money provided by a industry partner as such, but an arm's length away always from the topics to be discussed there on the World Contraception Day. I can't remember any influence, particular influence from pharmaceutical company as Bayer is to influence a certain direction of discussion within the World Contraception Day, not that I'm aware of.
Thank you. That brings me to my last question, which kind of ties those other questions together. Because there's a phrase in English that says hindsight is 20/20. Okay? And that means that basically if you could revisit those early days, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's always a good question. It's a tough question.
But I think one thing, Klaus, you would certainly agree with me. When the World Contraception Day, because it was on global headquarters, basically from various institutions being established, I think from a perspective from today, I would rather to speed up such a process that it is implemented within the countries as soon as possible. I would even more look at local family planning, sexual reproductive health and rights advocacy groups to be included, as well as maybe rather more institutional donors, I would say, independent institutional donors, whether it's Gates or Packard or whomsoever. And maybe to avoid what we said, or what you asked a question before, maybe we should have looked out for more industry partners at those days. That could be one to avoid a discussion that this is only linked to one single industry partner, as Bayer was. Yeah. Yes, I would rather go maybe to GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer and whomsoever. Yeah, and bring them on board. What we tried to tell you the truth, you know this, Klaus, with Epcoc, yeah, which. To a certain extent worked well, yeah, because there, if you bring other industry partners on board, then of course some of the discussion become more complex, but what it guarantees is that you certainly do not discuss any products in there, or only from a only non-branded, obviously. Yeah, yeah, that would be my suggestion in the if I reflect
on that. Nothing to add. I agree.
Okay. Yep. Well, okay, well, that concludes our interview. I'd like to thank you again so much for taking part. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to both of you.
Likewise.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah. Has been a pleasure too.